Last year, New Zealand and Tokelau got involved in an angry shouting match that left both unhappy. In a way, it was all about geography. Tokelau's three tiny atolls lie about halfway between Hawaii and New Zealand. There's no airport. To get there, you have to take a 24-hour ferry from Samoa. In 2015, Tokelau decided to do something about that. Flush with cash from fishing licenses, the government bought two helicopters and proceeded with plans to develop landing strips on its three atolls. When he found out, then New Zealand Foreign Minister Murray McCulley was furious and called the $2.5 million purchase extravagant. New Zealand's administrator then forced Tokelau to sell the helicopters, and he imposed spending restrictions. In the end, Tokelau scapegoated two public servants. They supposedly bought the helicopters on their own. New Zealand replaced its administrator and agreed to help fund a new inter-island cargo ship. Yesterday, RNZ Pacific reported that at ceremonies to launch that new vessel, Tokelau's ulu, or head of government, said air services are still part of the transportation plan. Feelings are still bruised. But the freshly elected Prime Minister Ardern starts with a clean sheet and will have help mending fences. New Zealand's new administrator in Tokelau will be her father, Ross Ardern, a career diplomat who's currently High Commissioner to Niue for Hawaii Public Radio. This is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.